Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Conlin Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz welcoming you inside as the Lady Penguins under head coach Tim Lacoste in his fourth season post an 8-2 overall record, 3-0 in the Pac West. They welcome in the Central Washington Wildcats, who are 5-1 and 1-1 in the Great Northwest Athletics Conference under head coach Randy Richardson Thornley in her first season as head coach of Central Washington. Brandon, it's going to be a test year for the Penguins tonight. The Penguins are on a 5-game win streak. Their second game here over Christmas break in the Conlin Center. Second this week. They'll have a third on Saturday, but they have to get through Central Washington first here tonight.
Yeah, we saw an incredible performance a couple nights ago. Elena Scott, as I reported in that game, she made 8 3-pointers out of her 10. And I'm glad to confirm that that was a Dominican Athletic women's basketball franchise record, 8 3-pointers, shooting at 80%. The highest percentage in a game as well.
Yeah, shooting 80% that game, but on the season, she's also shooting great from beyond the arc.
Yeah, she's shooting at 63% from beyond the arc, up there as the leader in the Pac West.
Now, we know how the Penguins shoot. They're a good shooting team from beyond the arc with Scott and Price and all the guards. They're good inside, Ikeora Diaz, Razo inside and outside, but the Central Washington team shoots pretty well too.
Yeah, they shoot at 42% field goal percentage, and overall from the three-point line, they shoot at a percentage of 33%, and they have about 4 to 5 starters that can shoot, that can reach double digits, and those are, as soon as I get that up and I'll give them to you, that is Sadie Mensing averaging 13 points, Jasmine Edwards at 12, Taylor Baird, Kaylee Flores, and Alexis Pana, respectively, with 10, 10, and 9.
Yeah, and they're all starting here for the Wildcats tonight as we're under a minute to go here until we tip off. It's going to be a challenge, and it might be one of those games that you and I talk about how crucial free throws could be in a game.
Yeah, free throws are going to be most definitely even more important in this game. They're right there, and in terms of rebounds too, this team averages Central Washington 40 rebounds to Dominican's 44, so rebounds are going to be key as well. They got height, unlike the Bethesda team.
Exactly. It's going to be a battle on the boards, and who can get to the line, who can get in bonus land and draw fouls, get to the line, and really make those free throws count. We've talked about how Dominican hasn't struggled, but it's been a point of emphasis for at least one of the Penguin stars, which is Sandra Ikeora, who we expect to have another double-double here tonight.
Yeah, and with Natalie Diaz as well. Natalie Diaz also, 33 points, her new career height. She seems to be breaking it every single game.
Yeah, we saw her break it in the first Penguin game here in the Conlin Center. Then last time out on Tuesday night, as you said, she reset it, and Alana Scott also had a career high with 29 that night, and as you said, hit 8 3-pointers in a row as we're almost set to get underway, Brandon. Okay, we know Diaz is going to have a good game. We're hoping Ikeora can get off to a quick start, unlike last time out, which we expect her to have a double-double. Who else do you think stands out tonight?
I think Elena Scott might be that key factor, especially when we're competing against a team that has height on their end. They replaced Elena Scott in replacement of Alexis Price. So hopefully she can continue that hot hand here tonight.
I'm going to have to go with Angelica Collins, and the reason is that both teams can shoot. We know it's going to be one of those, and we'll finish that thought when we come back after our national anthem. All right, Brandon, so as we were talking before the national anthem, you picking Alana Scott to be the breakout player for the Penguins here tonight, and I don't blame you with the shooting game she's coming off of after Tuesday night. And I picked Angelica Collins because we know both teams can shoot, we know both teams can rebound, and I think it's going to be who can cause turnovers, who can cause the other team to turn the ball over and then capitalize on those turnovers. And as we mentioned, you call Angelica Collins the Draymond Green. of this Penguins team. And she can pass it off, she can dish it out, she can facilitate, she can cause disruption on the defensive side. She steals the ball away.
Yeah.
She can do everything.
Yeah, I love that pick, man. I think I should have gotten that. That's a great pick for us.
Because
both teams can shoot well, and she knows how to steal the ball and really facilitate and do everything on the floor. I love that pick.
Yeah, now for the starting lineups. First for the visiting Central Washington Wildcats. At guard, a 5'5" senior out of Linwood, Washington. Number one, Jasmine Edwards. At forward, a 6'2" senior out of Snohomish, Washington. Number 10, Taylor Baird. Another guard, a 5'9" junior out of Snohomish, Washington. They were teammates at Glacier Park Peak High School. Number 11, Sadie Mensing, 5'9" sophomore guard out of Hilo, Hawaii, number 14, Alexis Panna, and a 6-foot forward, a sophomore out of Keyser, Oregon, number 20, Kaylee Flores. And now the starting lineup for the Dominican University of California Penguins under head coach Tim Lacoste in his fourth season. At guard, a 5'9" junior out of Rockland, California, number 4, Alana Scott. Another guard, 5'5" junior out of Hercules, California, number 10, Vanessa Cruz. My pick tonight, Brandon, to break out. Another guard, 5'5" junior out of Hollister, California, number 12, Angelica Collins. 5'11" junior guard out of SoCal, California, number 24, Natalie Diaz. And in the middle, the whole conference knows who she is, Brandon. I'm sure Central Washington does as well. A 5'11" forward senior out of Valencia, California, number 14, Sandra Ikiura. She's in the middle. Up against Kaylee Flores of the Wildcats. And we're underway. Penguins win the tip right away. Straight back to Flores. Inside Ikiura and a quick 2 points, Brandon. Penguins up 2-0 here in the first 6 seconds of the game. A little different than how we saw them start out last time.
Ikiura, the lead leaguer in rebounds, as Natalie Diaz, the lead leaguer in points for this week.
Down low, Ikiura knocks it away, able to save an inbounds to Vanessa Cruz, and the Penguins quickly cause a turnover on defense. Cruz inside pass to Ikiura, knocked away, stolen by Central Washington up the far sideline. That's Taylor Baird. She'll dump it off to Edwards, left wing. Wildcats setting things back up top of the key, dumped off Mensing straight to Panna, who drives past Collins, mid-range pull-up, jumper no good. Ikiura with the rebound, going the other way. She's going to press the floor. Bounce pass to Angelica Collins, who goes right back to Ikiura, low block, and Ikiura walked with it.
Yeah, there it is. Their second turnover in two straight possessions. They had 24 the last game against Bethesda. Ikiura a couple of times in that game was a little bit too excited shuffling her feet, and we saw that early today.
And we talked about, can Ikiura start fast? Last game in the first quarter against Bethesda, she was really slow and wasn't even close to her double-double mark at halftime like she usually is. Inside Baird, left block. No basket as she made it off the glass, but she traveled beforehand, so both teams trading travels. A little full court press implemented here by Coach Richardson Thornley, and Natalie Diaz brings it across the timeline, blows right past Flores, off the glass, no good. Rebound Baird of the Wildcats. Still 2-0, 8:45 to go here in the first quarter. Driving the baseline is Panna. Quick outlet pass to the corner inside, and it was good by Sadie Mensing, and she looked like she took one extra step to me, Brandon, but no whistles. Vanessa Cruz will bring it up for the Penguins' left side. Top of the key, Scott. Scott's a knockdown three-point shooter, as we know. Right elbow, Natalie Diaz driving the lane up off the glass. No good. That's the second time Diaz has tried to go in from that right side and just a little too hard.
Yeah, Natalie Diaz, a great finisher. She knows how to put enough English on the ball, whether she's going off her right shoulder or her left shoulder.
And just a little too stiff to start in the first 2 minutes of this one. As Edwards brings it up, Vanessa Cruz in her face. She drives right side, tries to kick it out, and instead it goes off the fingertips of, it looked like, Angelica Collins. Possession will stay with the Wildcats with 19 to shoot. Inbound, right in front of the Penguin bench, in front of their hoop. The pass from Panna, right wing. Edwards, Panna driving the lane up off the glass in Central. Washington takes a 4-2 lead with 8 overhead here in the first quarter. Loose full court pressure by Edwards. Cruz brings it up far sideline. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here. Natalie Diaz drives in left side, jumps up off the glass, and she knots the game up at 4 apiece. Natalie Diaz getting going in a hurry. Driving in right side off the bottom of the backboard was Mensing. We have a whistle, and it's going to be a foul. Mensing is going to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Alana Scott. That's her first team foul here for the Penguins in the first quarter.
Mensing shoots an incredible just under 90%, 89% on the year.
Mensing's first free throw. Perfect. Central Washington leads 5-4 here in the early goings. Mensing's second free throw up, and that one rims out. Ikiura with the rebound.
Yeah, something to note here that's interesting. Mensing, great free throw shooter, but she shoots at an abysmal 15% from the three-point line.
So let her shoot from out there. Don't let her drive in and get to the line. Cruz straight away with 16 to shoot. Picks up a screen, drives in left side. Tried to dump it off to Ikiura. Ball's rattling around, picked up by Edwards. Crossing the timeline, 2-on-2. Wildcats have the numbers, and Angelica Collins with her first steal of the night. bats the pass away and comes up with it near the on the near sideline, inside to IQR, back out to the right corner. Scott thought about a three, instead will head fake, drive inside, and gets it knocked away by Baird.
Yeah, Scott had an open lane there, should have put up the floater, instead stops and tries to dump it out.
Driving the baseline, Panna dumped off to the inside. Flores has two Penguins plastered to her, and we have a dual possession, and that'll go in favor of the Penguins. There were two Penguins knotted up there with Panna. And the DUs get the favor of the dual possession call. 5-4, Wildcats still lead. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Cruz picks up a screen, top of the key, drifts left side. Natalie Diaz straight away working on Flores. Spin move in the paint, right block. Oh, and it's knocked away, but a whistle. It'll be a foul. Natalie Diaz will shoot too as Kaylee Flores picks up her first personal and the first team foul for the Wildcats here in the first quarter.
Yeah, so far what we've seen is the Penguins going to the inside early to Aikiora and Diaz. In comparison to last game where they had great ball movement and really swinging it around, kicking it to the outside, the inside is where they're going. Hopefully they can continue to pound the key in the inside the paint, but if not, they can always swing it outside.
Diaz comes away from the line 1-of-1. We're 5-all here in the Conlin Center. And you're absolutely right. We haven't seen them utilize the whole shot clock like we really did in the first quarter last game where they were putting up points after points. Kick out left corner. Pump fake by Panna. Drives inside. Euro step knocked away. Stolen by IQR. Pass up court to Scott. She's all alone. Right side layup. And those are the ones that you see him miss so often, but not for Scott. She's almost automatic. 7-5 Penguins lead. Bringing it up, Edwards across the timeline, working on Cruz. Dribbling it up, walking with it, picks up a screen, right wing three, off front iron, rebound Diaz. We have another dual possession call, and it'll stay with the Wildcats on the short side.
Yeah, so these Wildcats, great on the inside there, Mensing able to get the hold of Natalie Diaz. They average nearly the same amount of rebounds, as I mentioned, 40 for the Wildcats, 44 for the Penguins.
Mensing's inbound pass goes to Flores. She loses the handle on it on a layup attempt from the right side. Cruz up court to Aikior. Aikior spins around her defender, and she was shoved in the back. That foul is going to be on Kaylee Flores. Check it, Jasmine Edwards. That's her first personal, second team foul. Penguins will inbound in front of the Wildcat hoop. Inbound pass goes to IQR. Bounce pass Scott. Left wing. Thought about a three. No. Goes inside to IQR. Stolen away by Flores.
The fifth turnover for the Penguins early.
And we're only 4.5 into this one. Left wing. Left elbow. Short two. Missed by Sadie Mensing. Long pass down court. Trying to go to Scott again. It's intercepted. That one by Panna. No look pass to Edwards in the left corner. Drives inside off the glass. No good. Cruz with the rebound. Penguins maybe slow things down. No, they'll go full court all the way to Scott again, and she makes it. Once again, good find by Vanessa Cruz that time. Nobody around Scott. She had a couple of strides on everybody.
Those long cross-court passes by Vanessa Cruz have been intercepted twice, but also twice success to Elena Scott.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Lacoste is going to take that 50% pass completion, though, if you're going to go the length of the court. 9-5 Penguins lead as Baird walked with it on the left wing. Penguins will get possession with exactly 5 minutes to go. You're listening to NC2A Division II women's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And now that we have a break in the action, we're going to hear from San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Welcome back, everybody, and at this media timeout, some of the men's basketball players have made their way into the Conlin Center and are sitting in the far bleachers. They were here the other night when the Lady Penguins dropped 100 points. Brandon, you and I were here as well. Penguins lead 9-5, exactly 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, in terms of the side for Central Washington, all of their points have come by the way of their second leading scorer, and that's Sadie Mensing. 5 points, she's 2 for 5. The team overall, only 2 for 8. The Penguins' leading scorer so far, Elena Scott with 4 points.
Which doesn't surprise me a bit, Brandon, because she was your pick at the top of the hour to really lead this Penguin team tonight, or maybe get her going besides Diaz and Ikora. Speaking of Diaz, she drives in left side, up off the glass, no good. Tries to get her own rebound, unable to do so. Newly checked into the game for the Wildcats, Taylor Shaw. She brings it up the court, drifting right. Straight away, Edwards calling out the play as she hands it off. Head fake by Flores. Free throw line. Left wing, three ball on the way, and that is good from Rachel Lorenzen. Lorenzen, her first 30 seconds in the game tonight, and she knocks down a 3-9-8 Penguins lead. Straight away, Natalie Diaz, Penguins moving it around the perimeter to Collins. Diaz, free throw line. Scott left left wing, drives in, 15-footer missed. Ikora with the rebound, put back. She is fouled on the shot attempt. Ikora will go to the line. That foul is going to be on Rachel Lorenzen, her first personal third team foul for the Wildcats here in the first quarter.
And I love that aggressiveness by Ikora. Every time she misses a shot, she immediately puts it back up. A lot of teams expect you to kick it back out, but with Ikora, her physicality and the body she possesses, she's not afraid to initiate that contact.
Ikora's first free throw is good, and this is a part of her game, Brandon, that she told us at the beginning of the year. She wants to improve so badly, and she is going to be perfect, 2 for 2. Full court pressure, having trouble getting in is Flores. She finally does in the backcourt. That's going to be Lorenzen running the point. Lorenzen top of the key. Over to Shaw, who drives in left side, working on Collins. Almost loses the handle on it. Back out to Flores, who drives in over. And Helica Collins, who takes the charge. It'll go the other way. It'll be Penguin ball. That foul is going to be on Katie Flores. That's her second personal fourth team foul for the Wildcats. One more, Penguins are in bonus.
And there it is, Forrest. She dives for loose balls. She takes the charge. I mean, she's gritty. She's doing everything. You know, it's the stats that you don't see on the stat line, taking charges and poking the ball away.
Cassie Malcolm checks in for the Wildcats in place of Kaylee Flores, who just picked up her second personal. Top of the key, Natalie Diaz working on Malcolm. Inside to Ikora, right block, spins runner defender into the paint, up off the glass, and she is fouled on the shot attempt. That's going to send Ikora to the line, who is perfect tonight so far. That foul is going to be on Rachel Lorenzen. The fifth team foul for the Wildcats, second personal for Lorenzen, and the Penguins are now in bonus, Brandon, so any foul from here on out is going to send the Penguins to the line. Ikora toes it. Her first shot on the way, and it's good.
Wow, her shot's looking really good for us, and the earlier two free throws were more of the arcing type, and as you mentioned, this one was more of the straightaway.
Sarah McGee checks in place of Rachel Lorenzen. Second one from Ikora is good. 13-8 Penguins lead, and that's what you like to see if you're the coaching staff of the DUs. In the backcourt, and Helica Collins almost steals it away from Shaw. Instead, is able to hand it off to Beverly Verduin, who has it on the left wing, coming straight away. Hands off Shaw, driving in left side, out to Edwards, driving into the paint, high up off the glass, and good. And boy, that Edwards is nifty when she gets into the paint with that Euro step. And I know, Brandon, how much you love to utilize the Euro step. Cruise inside to Ikora, up off the glass, through the contact, no good. Rebound by McGee. McGee stands at 5'11", and boy, she looks taller than that. Edwards goes inside. It's knocked away by Cruz. Wildcats will have it on the short end of the floor as Alexis Price looks to check in for the Penguins. She's going to come in place of Vanessa Cruz.
Yeah, Edwards drove in, and Vanessa Cruz did a great job of just sticking her hands out because she has that height advantage, just poked it away.
Shaw's inbound pass, almost knocked away by Diaz, off of the foot of Malcolm, out of bounds. Penguins take over on an unforced error, and Cassie Malcolm just trying to get around Natalie Diaz, dribbled it right off her own foot.
Yeah, so far the Penguins have capitalized on this game off turnovers. Off the four turnovers on the side of the Wildcats, they have 4 points.
13-10 Penguins lead, just under 3 minutes to go, and Helica Collins on the right wing, drifting straight away, driving inside, pass Shaw, turnaround, out to Price on the right wing, thought about a three, no. Instead, she'll hand it off to Diaz at the top of the key, 10 to shoot. Diaz drives in, 8, picking up a screen, 7, 15-footer short, no good, with 5 to shoot. Rebound by Sarah McGee. Edwards bringing it up on the near side. Over to Malcolm, 3-ball by Malcolm, short, rebound, Ikora. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Price brings it up left side, drifting straight away. Picks up a screen from Diaz, out to Collins' right wing. Collins thought about going to the top of the key. Instead, she'll back it out, 18 to shoot. Inside to Ikora, 16. Ikora out on the left wing. Sizing up McGee. Loses the handle on it. Goes top of the key. Price thought about three. No. Drives in right side. Pass Edwards. Gets it knocked away. It'll stay with the Penguins on the short side, but with only six to shoot. The Penguins will have to get it quickly into a shooter to get it off in a hurry as Vanessa Cruz checks back in place of Alexis Price.
Great defense by that Wildcats on that possession so far. Really denying Ikeora, really denying the shooters in Alexis Price and Scott.
Checking back in for the Wildcats, Alexis Panna in place of Jasmine Edwards. Inbound from Cruz goes to Diaz. Free throw line five. Diaz drives in four. Up off the glass. Three. No good. Ikeora with the rebound and a fresh shot clock for the Penguins. Ikeora backing down her man, and she gets called.
For another travel.
There you go. I was waiting to see what our referee was going to signal, and I could not see it, and you did. So Ikeora walks with it. Once again, Penguins still lead 13-10, 1:45 to go. Top of the key, Panna working on Cruz. Panna stutter steps, drives in left side. Left corner three on the way by Shaw. Perfect.
And that form looked smooth, as a three-point shooter should have. So you got to probably watch out for Taylor Shaw today.
13-all, right wing, Collins. Back to the top of the key. Natalie Diaz, ball fake, driving in. Three ball, Collins right wing, good. Penguins retake the lead, 16-13. And Helica Collins, her first points of the night. Panna brings it up far side, picks up a screen, top of the key, drives in, kick out to the right wing. That one to Verduin, who drives in. Free throw line, eight-footer, no good. But we have a whistle. That's going to be a foul on Alana Scott. Yeah. And that might take her out for the last minute and 7 seconds of the first quarter. That's Scott's second personal, second team foul for the Penguins.
Yeah, she was understandably frustrated with the call. I didn't see her touch the defender. It looks like she just swatted air, didn't even touch the ball.
Verduin's first free throw, no good. She toes the line, right foot forward, bends at the waist, bounces it once. Second one is perfect, 16-14, checking back in for the Wildcats. Sadie Mensing in place of Beverly Verduin. Inbound pass, Penguins could get a 2-for-1. If they shoot quickly, Cruz brings it up the floor, 1 minute exactly. Drifting straight away, Diaz inside right wing, drives baseline, spin move, off the glass, no good, rebound IQR, put back is good. 18-14, Penguins will get another possession. 20-second differential between the game and shot clock. Panna straight away, driving in right side on Cruz. Spin move in the paint. Eight-footer missed left. Ikeora with the rebound. Penguins get it. 7-second differential. Vanessa Cruz brings it across the timeline. Drifts straight away. Driving in. Oh, nice pass on the inside to Scott. And we have a off-ball foul. That's going to be a block. Count the basket. That foul is going to be on Sarah McGee. That's her first personal. It's going to send Ikeora to the line. Count the basket. Brandon, it was an off-ball foul, but it was happening in the act of Ikeora shooting, so the basket's going to count, and Ikeora is going to go to the line and looks to give the Penguins their biggest lead. And she makes the first.
And credit to Vanessa Cruz pushing the tempo and starting that offense on that play. Natalie Diaz cut to the basket in a beautiful thread the needle pass. Ikeora was able to rebound it.
Ikeora unable to stay perfect through the hands of McGee, and Helica Collins was able to pick it up inside to Ikeora, and she was fouled once again by McGee. That's McGee's second personal. Ikeora will go back to the line looking to redeem herself from that free throw, Brandon, that just didn't look like any of the others that she shot tonight. She's 5-for-6 from the line so far, and we're only in the first quarter. Ikeora's first one on the way. Oh, just a bit deep.
Yeah.
It still looked pretty good.
Yeah, that one looked better than the one that she missed. The one that she missed initially. I think this is the best we've seen Ikeora shooting from the free throw line in terms of form.
And Julia Razzo checks in place of Alana Scott for the last 27 and a half seconds. Ikeora's second free throw, no good as well. Rebound by Baird. Bringing it up, Panna across the timeline. Shot clock is now off, 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Panna backing down Cruz, drifting right side. Baird free throw line, dribbles once, picks it up. Back to Panna, top of the key, trying to dribble in, instead backs it out, 10 to shoot. Panna, great defense by Cruz, 6 to shoot. Panna inside, kicks out, three ball, right wing. Perfect from Cassidy Malcolm. The first quarter is going to end. Penguins lead 21-17. That was just a beautiful shot, so the Penguins have to look out for Shaw and Malcolm from beyond the arc, Brandon. They both have pretty smooth shots. Penguins lead by 4 at the end of the first quarter. Well, the Penguins aren't relying on one specific person. They're really spreading the love, which is what we look to see from them.
Yeah, this is the type of offensive arsenal that we know the Penguins possess, and it's the type of winning basketball they showcase here in the home opener against Notre Dame. It's good that they're distributing the ball to everyone in comparison to the first quarter in the game against Bethesda. But, Forrest, as we mentioned, the rebounds were going to be key because there's only a four rebound differential between these two teams, and the Penguins so far leading that category 14-8. But in turnovers, both teams turning it over at the same rate. The Penguins with 7 and the Wildcats with 6. But the Penguins have only taken one three-pointer so far in this game, and that was that three-pointer made by Angelica Collins.
Yeah, but from the Penguins, 6-for-10 from the line, that's a good sign. You see Ike York getting in there and getting to the basket, drawing the contact. If Ike York can go to the line, she's 5-for-8, I believe, from the line here tonight. And we're just in the first quarter. If Sandra Ike York can shoot over 60% from the line, and as much as she gets to the line, that's going to lead. That's a formula for success for the Penguins.
Yeah, Natalie Diaz seems just not able to get that enough of the English that she usually has today. She seems to be off the mark in terms of shooting, but it's only been the first quarter, and she was 1-for-6 there. I think she'll rebound strongly in this quarter.
Yeah, I'd like to see her take more mid-range jump shots, maybe from 10, 12, 15 feet out. You know, just maybe just inside the arc. We know she's not a three-point shooter, but she can shoot well from the floor.
As Vanessa Cruz will push it up and set the table for the Penguins. Inside, Julia Razo, 4-footer jump shot inside the key. Count it. Penguins lead, extending it 21-17.
And that's one Penguin we didn't even talk about in the pregame today, Brandon, is Julia Razo. She was so quiet last time out in her first minute of the game that she's on the board.
And the basket by Baird inside off glass is good. Vanessa Cruz to the far right corner. Natalie Diaz up top, swinging it across the perimeter. Julia Razo, short left corner. Bounce pass to Ikeora inside, pounding her dribbles, kicks it right corner. Vanessa Cruz took a jab step and gets her defender flying. That was Jasmine Edwards. Ikeora misses the shot as the Wildcats are pushing it. Hannah Edwards tipped off the hands of Vanessa Cruz, and Helica Collins just couldn't get it and save it. But possession will stay to the Wildcats.
And just great anticipation by Collins, knowing that pass is going to go back outside and just jumping the route, if you will.
Edwards swings to her right. Mensing, the leading scorer, dumps it to the inside and off the hands. Couldn't handle the pass. Mensing to Taylor Baird inside.
And these are the type of plays that the Penguins need to capitalize on. We talked about it against Bethesda, too, a team that hadn't won a game all year. When they turn the ball over involuntarily, you got to capitalize.
Yeah, Vanessa Cruz turns it over with a high pass inside to Julia Razo, pushing down the court and gets it shoulder to shoulder. The trailing defender was Razo. An easy left-handed layup by Sadie Mensing. And that cuts the Penguins' lead to only 23-21 for us. A timeout called in terms of the Penguins and Coach Tim Lacoste.
Yeah, and this is not what you want to see for Coach Tim Lacoste. Careless passing. You got to be more crisp, okay? You got to make sure that the pass is there. I mean, it's a two-point game, and you don't want to, if you're Julia Raza right there on the left block, a bounce pass trying to go around your defender, around Ike Yor's defender, and try and get to Ike Yor in the paint, it's not going to work. Kick it out and rework it back inside. Let your guards move the ball around quickly and open something up. It's happened before. They get a couple of good looks to Scott, got a couple of good looks to Ikeora, and they know who Sandra Ikeora is. Everybody does. If they try to go inside, they're just going to flock to Ikeora. Moving the ball around will free her up a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you, Forrest. And it was nice to see, as you mentioned, we didn't even talk about Julia Razo. She nailed that jumper from inside the key. She had a bad couple of games, 1-for-5 in that trip against Fresno Pacific, and she only had 2 points coming in the way of the free throw line against Bethesda, so it's good to see her shoot that jump shot. As we mentioned before, she's going to work inside and hopefully work back out to get her three-point arc going.
Yeah, and I think that shot from just a foot inside the free throw line is really what could get her going. We saw her come out firing on all cylinders from beyond the arc last game, and that's not how she starts hot. I mean, you have to get a feel, get that mid-range jumper, get the shot down. It's way different game speed than it is shoot around before the game. Get that mid-range jump shot, then go back out beyond the arc, and she should be good from here on out.
Cruz picks up her dribble, dumps it in. Low block is Natalie Diaz. Far low block and able to stick it off glass. Count it. Pushing it up now is Edwards for the Wildcats. The handoff dribble right side Panna up top. Beautiful crossover move. That is Malcolm. And it is blocked on the inside. Vanessa Cruz pushing it up for the Penguins. Ikiora running to the basket and a beautiful pass. She misses the layup, and that's rebounded by Sadie Mensing. Mensing pushing to the left side. Little handoff to the inside now. Baird stutter step and gets it off glass. 25-23. Wildcats in there. And another length of the court pass. Vanessa Cruz, we've seen her do that this entire game for us, and I don't think Coach Tim Lacoste likes that.
No, and I think if she does it one or two more times, she's going to get yanked. I mean, you can't go passing from half court, three quarters court. Yes, Ikiora is good, but she's not 7 feet tall. You can't go over a 6'2" defender when she's got 3 inches on Ikiora.
And Ikiora is bodied by Taylor Baird, who's able to stick it off glass. We are all knotted up here, 25 in the second period. Vanessa Cruz up top, the pass to Natalie Diaz, who goes right low block. Ikiora sets the screen, and she's able to go around it and stick it off glass. Edwards pushing to the right side of the perimeter. Dumps it off inside high to Taylor Baird. Tries to swing it across court. Stolen and intercepted by Angelica Collins. Collins slowing things down. As she drifts to her right, up top, swings it to Natalie Diaz. Diaz taking her time. 18 seconds, plenty of time on the shot clock. Vanessa Cruz signaling the screen to Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz goes to the right block again. Ooh, and she had enough there. English sticks it off glass, but rims out. And Helica Collins just lets the defender go by her. Didn't want to commit the foul. And Sadie Mensing scores yet another point. 27-27 now here in the second period. Vanessa Cruz, three-pointer from up top. Ooh, just off back iron. Rebounded by Natalie Diaz, though, as she goes right low block. And that one just flushes. It was halfway in and just goes back out. Wildcats pushing. That's Panna. Left side of the perimeter. Driving to the inside is Edwards, and she's flailing. We've seen her do that this entire game. She's one of the shorter women on the side of the Wildcats, and a great job by Ikiora and Vanessa Cruz to strip it away as Elena Scott will check back in the game for Angelica Collins.
And what I think Coach Lacoste is seeing is the last three, four possessions, the Penguins have gone inside, not had much luck trying to go off the glass, maybe go out, draw the defense in, and kick out to Scott for a three.
Mensing with the rebound. Up top now, Edwards. In this game, Sarah McGee with the screen on Vanessa Cruz, driving to her left. Edwards from the left corner, and it looks like her foot was on the line, but they're going to count it as a three-pointer. 30-27, the Wildcats with their first lead of this ball game. Vanessa Cruz driving to her left side, left short corner, goes baseline, finger roll layup, no good, rebound and corralled. Panna, right side, up on the perimeter. Oh, and a beautiful in and out move on the dribble gets Natalie Diaz going the wrong way. Biggest lead for the Wildcats at 5, 32-27. Vanessa Cruz pounding her dribbles up top. She drifts to her right, bounce pass to the free throw line. Natalie Diaz swing back out to Cruz. Back in to Natalie Diaz. Cruz holds it. They're trying to feed Natalie Diaz, and she's going to try to stick it off the glass, but she is fouled on the contact. That'll be charged on 34. That is Sarah McGee. Natalie Diaz will take two free throws at the line. Foul, excuse me, correction. That was on Cassidy Malcolm. Checking into the game. Back into the game is Beverly Verduin. Natalie Diaz, second chance at the free throw line. Pounds her dribbles. The free throw is up, and that is good. Penguins trail by 3, 32-29.
Yeah, Vanessa Cruz just came over and had a conversation with Coach Lacoste, and he's saying you're driving inside and you're trying to force that pass to Diaz and Ikiora. You should be going to work inside. You're blowing by your defender. Just stick it up off the glass. You're having an easy layup instead of trying to dump it off to Ikiora or Diaz.
And a turnover as McGee tried to get it over to Malcolm, just too high over her head, and the Penguins have it on the other end of the court. Vanessa Cruz to the right corner, up to Julia Razo. Left side, left wing, Elena Scott. Back on to Vanessa Cruz. Defended by Verduin. And an illegal screen set by Natalie Diaz. That'll be her first personal foul. as Taylor Shaw checks back into this game. And we saw her nail that three-pointer for us. We know that she has that smooth jumper.
And she's got a good shot. Penguins are going to have to close out and get a hand in the face on the shooters.
Hand off Jasmine Edwards to the left corner. The ball fake back out. And there's Shaw for 3 points. 2 points. Her foot was on the line. Taylor Shaw, 34-29 Wildcats lead. Vanessa Cruz drifting to her right. Oh, and she faked the handoff. That's a beautiful one. She's faked the handoff, and she scores to the right side off glass. Penguins trail by 3 now, 34-31. Vanessa Cruz, great defense on the other end. Low as Edwards on the dribble and forces her to take too many steps.
Yeah, our baseline official, Brandon, was wanting to call a foul on Vanessa Cruz, but our sideline official said, no, she had a hand on the ball. And the offensive player for the Wildcats was unable to get it up and just took too many steps before she was able to get it off.
Taylor Baird and Sadie Mensing back in for the Wildcats. Elena Scott dumps it off to Natalie Diaz, working on the left elbow, and the three-pointer from the left corner is airballed by Vanessa Cruz. Edwards driving into the paint. Back now to Shaw, right corner, and it is off front iron. Rebounded by Taylor Baird. Tries to save it and push it out. Edwards has it up top. That was initially saved by Beverly Verdulin from going out of bounds in front of the ice box. Edwards, the chest pass to the right side. Dumps it inside Taylor Baird. Baird works to her left shoulder, poked away and stolen by Sandra Ikiora. Ikiora running the break. She's going to go Euro step, and it is off the glass, rebounded by Shaw. Shaw pushing. She's going to dump it off inside, and it is just stripped away by Sandra Ikiora. Vanessa Cruz inside now. That's the pass to Ikiora, leading Ikiora like a quarterback to the receiver. And the Penguins only trail by one, 34-33.
And that's the pass that you want to see Vanessa Cruz make on the short side of half court. You don't want to see her making those three-quarter court passes to Ikiora.
Hand off to Mensing inside, working on Diaz. Diaz has her hands up and just puts it up over Diaz. Fouled was Sadie Mensing. That's Natalie Diaz's second foul, as Mensing will toe the line. Her first free throw is good.
Mensing, that's one of the Wildcats that you don't want to send to the line often, Brandon. We talked about it right at the beginning of the game and how good she was from the line. She continues to be good.
Mensing, 3-for-4, has 11 points and leads the Wildcats in scoring as Vanessa Cruz crosses the timeline. Push over, dribble, and Julia Razo drifting to her left, going inside the paint, shoots a floater, rebounded by the Wildcats. Edwards, Euro step. Natalie Diaz charged for her. No, they're going to call it on Vanessa Cruz on the Euro step. Edwards will toe the line for her first free throws tonight. Edwards, the lefty, puts it up on her shot pocket and releases it. It is off back iron. Chance to redeem herself with the second free throw, as Angelica Collins will come back into the ball game for Julia Razo.
Look for Collins to make an immediate impact on the defensive side, Brad. Maybe tip a pass, get a blocked shot or a steal.
And Edwards' second free throw is good. 37-33, 4-point lead for the Wildcats. 2 minutes left in the first half, and Helica Collins gets it on the right wing, dribbles to her left, hands it to Natalie Diaz, who goes low far post, misses the first shot, rebounds her second one. She's triple teamed, dumps it to Ikiora. Left corner, Elena Scott, 3-pointer. That's money. Elena Scott, 36-37. Penguins only trail by one now. Jasmine Edwards going to her left, the screen by Mensing. Driving to the right, poked and stolen away. Causing that was Angelica Collins. Elena Scott to Collins, they want to reward her. Gets it off glass, misses. Ikiora with the rebound. And as Sadie Mensing strips it away from Ike Yora. Her foot was on the line. So the Penguins will retain possession. 1:27 left, a chance to retake the lead. Action inside between Ike Yora and Diaz. They get it into Lena Scott in the left wing. Dumps it right low block. Swing pass outside, and Helica Collins. Floater! Rims off back iron a couple times. Rebounded by Ike Yora, and her foot was on the baseline. Possession will go to the Wildcats. And a timeout will be called by Central Washington and head coach Randy Richardson. Thornley in her first season. Penguins only trail by one, as we're going to hear from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
Heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
As we are back in action here, a minute left in the first half. Verdulin is guarded heavily by Angelica Collins. Back up, Edwards up top. Vanessa Cruz is on her. The screen by Baird. The three-pointer off back iron. That was Edwards, rebounded by Natalie Diaz. Vanessa Cruz pushing it up for the Penguins, setting the chessboard, drifting to her right. Up on the right wing, swung to the left. Elena Scott in the left corner. Ike Yora wants it in the post, and she will get it. Beautiful pass as she takes the hop step to the center of the key and dumps it off to Vanessa Cruz, who was cutting to the baseline. Penguins have the lead, 38-37. About a 3.5 second differential between the game clock and shot clock. 22 seconds left in the first half. Edwards holds it for the Wildcats. Vanessa Cruz up top guarding her. Edwards still has it. Vanessa Cruz not biting in. There's the screen by Baird. Back up top, the three-pointer by Mensing is good, and that gives her 14 points. The first three-pointer attempted by Mensing on the night. 2 seconds left. Vanessa Cruz drives, and there will be a foul as the buzzer goes off to end the first half. Vanessa Cruz will have a chance to tie this game up before the first half ends, and the foul is on Jasmine Edwards.
And they're going to put 0.2 seconds on the clock, and as you and I both know, it's physically impossible to shoot a basketball when with less than 0.3 on the clock. So when they inbound it, it'll just run off. But Vanessa Cruz does have an opportunity to tie the game going into halftime.
And she misses the first one off back iron, drifts to the right. Has a chance to only make the Penguins trail by only 1 point. Her second free throw is off back iron. That will end the first half. The Penguins will trail by two. The Wildcats lead it 40-38. And Sadie Mensing, man, she's having a night. The leading scorer on the team with 14 points, 50% shooting overall. Only took that 1 3-pointer, and that's key to limiting Sadie Mensing.
Yeah, and the Penguins just need to do a better job defensively as a team. I mean, for the Wildcats, they're shooting almost 54% from the floor. Penguins need to close out on shooters. It's almost the same thing we saw last time against Bethesda, but when you're playing Bethesda, who was an 0-15 team, you can get away with things like that here tonight against a Central Washington team that's looking pretty good and they can shoot. You can't do that. You have to close out on shooters. You have to rebound, and you have to score and get more points off of turnovers than the other team, and they're not doing that here tonight.
Yeah, and I think when Taylor Shaw checked in for the second time, she helped really extend that lead by Central Washington. Their largest lead was 6 points at around the four-minute mark in the second period. And Sadie Mensing, when she checked back in, she was just shooting lights out, whether it was driving to the inside or nailing that 1 3-pointer. And I agree with you, Forrest. They got to limit those turnovers and also rebound better. The rebounds there, pretty close, 20 for the side of the Penguins, 17 on the side of the Wildcats. But yes, Elena Scott nailed that big three-pointer towards the end of the first half, cutting the lead to only three. They had that 6-point lead. But Vanessa Cruz couldn't knock those two free throws in, so we'll see if they can adjust defensively, because the Wildcats on the season for us only shoot at 42%, but as you mentioned, they're shooting at 54%.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see the Penguins go to more of an outside shooting game here in the second half. They tried to pound it inside, tried to pound it inside, and it's just not working. Natalie Diaz, for some reason, isn't getting those shots to fall tonight like she usually does, and night in and night out. But I think the glaring difference for the Penguins here tonight, what they need to focus on in the second half, is turnovers. Okay, the Wildcats have committed 13 turnovers. Penguins only 7 points off of those turnovers. That's less than half the turnovers you're getting points on the other side, and that's what you need to focus on. Is, and we've seen it a couple times, you get a turnover, and then we've seen Cruz go three-quarter court pass down the court and turn the ball right back over, and they can't do that here in the second half.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that. And as you mentioned, you can throw those passes, but only if it's on your side, just crossing that half-court line and leading Ikeora like a receiver. That's the type of passes you're going to need to have if you're throwing it the length of half court. But yes, we will see if the Penguins can come back in this ball game for your second half action. We'll be back in about 13 minutes. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Say it now. Hello and welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, for the second half of your NC2A Division II women's basketball matchup between the Dominican Lady Penguins and the visiting Central Washington Lady Wildcats. The Wildcats end the first half off strong and possess the 40-38 lead as we head into the second half. Real quick, Forrest. As we've talked about before, you think that Elena Scott's going to be the key here in the second half for the Penguins.
Yeah, you know, Sandra Ikeora already has a double-double, which we failed to mention at the end of the first half, but it should have been evident. She's got 11 and 11. Scott's got 9. She'll get into double digits. I think they're going to go to her to shoot outside here in the second half. Diaz has got 9 and 6. Diaz will possess another double-double here tonight. They'll both keep that streak going. And we haven't seen much from the guards tonight. Vanessa Cruz has gotten a couple of good shots off. Raza's got a good mid-range going here tonight. I think we might see her. Coach Lacoste has not yet brought in that three bigs with Diaz, Ikeora, and Cruz. Not Cruz, Raza, excuse me. If you can get Cruz out or Raza out there on the floor with Cruz or Collins, I think that's going to be a good combination here in the second half.
As Rachel Pierman brings it up court, and she's going to take that 15-footer, rattles off back iron, initially rebounded by Taylor Baird, but poked away by Angelica Collins, out of bounds. Possession will be retained by the Wildcats, and inbounding it will be Panna from underneath the basket. Action going on. They'll get it almost to the back court that went, but Jasmine Edwards able to get it off the top of her hand. Panna to the left side. Dump off to Mensing. Up top right wing. A hop step inside. Beautiful, nifty move. Able to stick it off glass. Count it. That's Kaylee Flores for the Wildcats. Vanessa Cruz up top for the Penguins, drifting to her right. Chest pass to Lena Scott. High pass inside Natalie Diaz. She's backing down the defender, and she's going to stick it off glass. Count it. Falling on that play was Kaylee Flores, and there's Natalie Diaz. That could be the basket that heats her up.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of that in the first half. Diaz, as you mentioned, that could be the one right there.
And an easy jump shot. No one guarding her from about 10 feet. Sadie Mensing is swooshed in. Good. On the other end, cross-court pass, Ikeora is fouled, count it in. She has a chance at completing the three-point play. The foul was on Taylor Baird, her first personal foul of the night.
And I wouldn't expect to see that pass from Cruz very often here in the second half. I'm sure she had a couple of words with Coach Lacoste about that in the first half.
Ikeora off front iron, rebounded by Diaz. She puts her shot up, and she was closed in by two defenders. That was Baird and Mensing. Edwards pushing to the left. Up top, inside now. Flores. That is fouled on Sandra Ikeora. You can hear it here for us. You heard that slap, and that's going to give her a chance at two at the line.
Yeah, and the thing there with Ikeora is it was a great defensive attempt. She just left her feet. If she didn't leave her feet, it still would have been a tough shot for Baird. It would have been a difficult one from the baseline, fading away from the basket. But Ikeora leaving her feet led to that whistle.
Baird's first free throw way to the right and off the mark. 44-42 here. Wildcats still with that two-point lead. As Baird will tail the line for the second one, and that one's perfect. Three-point lead now, 45-42 for the Wildcats. Vanessa Cruz crossing the timeline. Drifting to her right, Elena Scott. To her left, dribbling up top. To the left perimeter, back onto Cruz. Nelly Diaz with a screen. Cruz goes to her right and just puts it on up. Missed off back iron. Tried to corral it was Sandra Aikiora, but it'll go off the hands of Sadie Mensing.
Now, don't be surprised if the Penguins try and get it to Alana Scott here on this right wing. She likes the right wing spot here, shooting north at the Conlin Center.
Yes, Penguins going left to right on your radio dial as the pass by Angelica Collins in lob to Sandra Aikiora a little bit too much, and it'll be another turnover for the Penguins.
Empty possessions are crucial here in the second half for the Penguins. It's only a three-point game. They need to get back into it. Empty possessions aren't going to help.
Jasmine Edwards crossing the timeline for the Wildcats. Right side, Panna. Back inside, Baird. And it is good on top of Aikiora. 47-42, five-point lead by the Wildcats. That is Flores up top. Vanessa Cruz inside, dumps it off to Sandra Aikiora. She is triple team, but able to get it off glass as that third defender closed in at the last second, just not in time. On the other end, Panna, right side of the perimeter, dumping to the right, far block. Sandra Aikiora had her hands up. Great defense. She's going to be rejected. That was Taylor Baird on the shot attempt. Vanessa Cruz to her right, drifting. Elena Scott going baseline. She's open. A left corner. Three ball. That is money. And Alana Scott is 2 for 2 from the three-point range. She has 12 points. It's going to be a timeout by Coach Tim Lacoste. But Forrest, we're going to call this 10 for 12 Elena Scott in her last 12 three-point attempts. That's a crazy number.
Yeah, it really is. And you talked about it, but at the beginning of the game that you thought Scott was going to be the one on the offensive side. And that's been true. I thought Angelica Collins is going to be the one on the defensive side, and she's having a presence there as well. But in the first half, we did not see Scott shoot from beyond the arc. So we thought that might be a key of emphasis here in the second half for Coach Lacoste. And 2.5 minutes in, Scott has a three ball on the board.
Yes, and for Natalie Diaz, she only has 11 points, but she is yet 2 rebounds away from yet another double-double and continuing her streak. We saw Sadie Mensing nail another jumper to start off the second half, adding to her point total of 16. But so far, updated stats right here. Points off turnovers, that's going to be crucial, as you mentioned, Forrest. The Penguins capitalizing only on half of those with only 6 points off those turnovers, 12 turnovers on both sides. But key for the Central Washington, they have 11 points off those turnovers.
And that's really the only glaring stat, Brandon. Both teams shooting 45% and above from the field. Both teams shooting well from the free throw line. And it's going to be who's going to capitalize on those opportunities. Who's going to force turnovers and turn that into points on the other end. That's going to be the team that wins this game.
Exactly. And as we start things off here, again, 7:20 left in the third period. To her left is Kaylee Flores. On the right side to Panna. Back up to Edwards. Vanessa Cruz guarding heavily. A mismatch on the inside. Mensing had the height advantage over Angelica Collins. She wasn't able to get it off glass. Rebounded by Aikiora. And the Penguins are pushing it. The screen up top by Natalie Diaz. Vanessa Cruz goes to her right. Fakes the spin move, but she's not able to get the shot on in. Edwards pushing now on the other end for the Wildcats. Little jab step move by Mensing. She's going to post up Collins, and the jumper is in and out, corralled around and rebounded by Aikiora. Collins pushing now. She's going left, drifting to her right. She's going to turn, pick up her dribble, give it to the nearest block, and that is Natalie Diaz sticking it off glass. 13 points for Natalie Diaz, and the Penguins take the lead 49-47. Edwards drifting to her left, nearing the inside of the paint. Natalie Diaz tried to poke it away from Mensing, but she's able to hand it off to her teammate Flores. The three-pointer right side by Flores is no good. Rebounded by Aikiora. Cruz slowing it down, setting the offense. Natalie Diaz up top going to the nearest block yet again off glass, and it'll be a blocking foul. Late call by the referee, but Diaz will get a chance at two at the line. The foul is on Kaylee Flores.
And that's interesting that Diaz is going to shoot two, Brandon. It did occur at the very tail end of the shot attempt. The shot was already up and no good and rebounded when Diaz tripped over Flores, almost as if the play was over, but they're going to give her two shots regardless.
Natalie Diaz, 3-for-4 at the free throw line, and 4-for-5. It went halfway in, went back up, and came back down. That's definitely a shooter's role, as checking back in for the Wildcats will be Rachel Lawrenson and Cassidy Malcolm.
Malcolm's got that three-point shot. We saw her nail one in the first quarter, Brandon, and she's got a smooth one.
Natalie Diaz sinks the second free throw, so she's 5-for-6. She has 15 points and tied for the lead with Sandra Ikiora. Right side, Panna. Crossover move to her left. Drifts up. Head fake by Malcolm. Poked and stolen. Penguins have it. Ikiora has the numbers. Trailing was Lawrenson, and she's able to get the easy layup off the right side. Ooh, and cross-court pass deflected. Nice awareness by Vanessa Cruz out of bounds as Panna will inbound it for the Wildcats near half court.
Yeah, two great defensive plays by Vanessa Cruz on consecutive defensive possessions. Gets a steal and then knocks one away and slows the Wildcats down, really disrupting the momentum.
Alexis Price up top on Alexis Panna. The screen by Malcolm to the right. Panna, the jumper from the right elbow is no good. Controlled and rebounded by Angelica Collins. Cruz pushing it for the Penguins. Collins on the baseline, drifts to her right. Elena Scott is on that right wing that she loves to shoot at. And Natalie Diaz is hyped, sticks it off glass, and she draws the foul. A chance for a three-point play yet again for the Penguins. And that's the Natalie Diaz we like to see, getting the correct English off glass. And she loved that. You saw how the intensity she brought up. She was screaming there for it. She loved it.
Yeah, and Diaz and Ikiora undersized a bit tonight against his 6'2". Kaylee Flores, or 6 foot Kaylee Flores and 6'2" Taylor Baird. So undersized, having to fight through contact, and both ladies. Ikiora has a double-double, and Natalie Diaz is pretty close.
Yeah, two rebounds away, and Natalie Diaz sunk and completed that three-point opportunity. And the Penguins now with a lead of 56-47.
Yeah, that nine-point lead, Brandon, is their largest of the night. Neither team has had one larger than that. The Penguins' largest lead was seven in the first half, and Central Washington's biggest lead was 6. So the Penguins can get the first double-digit lead of the night with another bucket.
Yes, most definitely. And it's been a back and forth game earlier to end the first half. But yes, Forrest, it's great to see that they're just not feeding it to one player. Sandra Ikiora with 17, Ali Diaz with 18, Elena Scott with 12. For the side of Central Washington and their Wildcats, Sadie Mensing, the leading scorer, of course, with 16 points. Right behind her, Taylor Baird with 9 points and Jasmine Edwards with 6. Taylor Shaw with 5. Each of those have hit a three-pointer. As in this break of action, we will hear from San Rafael Joes one more time. Actually, no, we are about to get things started back here. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And, of course, in San Rafael on FM 102.3. The Wildcats will inbound it after that timeout by Coach Richardson Thornley in her first season. Gets it to the backcourt. Edwards, Vanessa Cruz guarding her. Left side, right side now. Mensing a mismatch initially. Back out to Edwards. Great ball movement on this timeout. Coming out are the Wildcats. Left side drawing to the baseline and showed the ball and able to get some hang time. Sticks it off glass was Cassidy Malcolm on Sandra Ikiora. Difficult shot that goes on in. Vanessa Cruz, shovel pass inside to Natalie Diaz. Right low block, and she sticks it off glass. Natalie Diaz with 20 points. Now she's heating up for us.
Yeah, and I wouldn't doubt if they keep feeding Diaz. She's the hot hand right now. Draw everybody in the defensive side into Ikiora. Get it to Diaz. And if Diaz starts drawing two or three defenders, that leaves Ikiora wide open as well.
And Panna tried to get the layup off glass. No good. Ikiora hands it off to Elena Scott, who dumps it back into Ikiora off that near block again. This time it's Ikiora sticking it off glass. Right side, Mensing dribbling, the length of the court. Beautiful defense by Angelica Collins, but she's just able to spin off her shoulder and stick it off glass. 60-51, Penguins still with that 9-point lead. Sandra Ikiora posting up, swings it to the left corner, and Angelica Collins drives baseline. Beautiful dump low pass to Sandra Ikiora, who sticks it off glass, and she was fouled on the contact. Great job of Angelica Collins there for us, the facilitator on these last two possessions.
And you know what, Brandon? Ikiora is not getting double and triple teamed anymore. They're freeing her up a little bit, and that comes with the play of Natalie Diaz. They're worried about Diaz. Diaz now with, what is it, 20 points?
20 points.
Ikiora with 21. So they're both up there like we see night in and night out.
Yeah, they average 23 each.
Yeah, and Diaz, that has been heating up here in the third quarter. The attention kind of got off of Ikiora. Now she's able to capitalize on the freedom.
Ikiora, the three-point opportunity. Off back iron, and Helica Collins with the rebound. There it is. That grit by Collins, not giving up on the play. Swings it to the right side. Elena Scott inside the key. Natalie Diaz goes to her left shoulder and tries to stick it off glass. It's rebounded and corralled by Lawrenson. Pushing to her left, Malcolm misses the first rebound and gets the second one, but it'll be a dual possession. Jump ball possession error goes by the way of the Penguins.
And just a good defensive stand there by Alana Scott, not letting, I think it was Edwards, get by here on the baseline, and then Angelica Collins able to get her hand on the ball and just hold on for dear life. We get a jump ball, dual possession call, and it goes straight back to the Penguins looking to extend that 11-point lead.
Yes, and Vanessa Cruz with a crossover move at half court. Dribbles to her right, gets it off to Nally Diaz in the post. Nally Diaz wants it in the right block, but she is double-teamed by Edwards and Mensing in the inside. Back up top, Mensing guarding on Nally Diaz. She drifts to her left, to her right. Back off, handoff to Vanessa Cruz. From about the extended free throw line, up top is Elena Scott. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Vanessa Cruz has to put it up now, and she does, but it'll be off glass. Just had to get that shot up for the to avoid the shot clock violation as Panna has it on the side. Malcolm from up top, three-pointer off back iron, rebounded by Edwards. A scrum down low, ball is loose, corralled by Angelica Collins, pushing to Vanessa Cruz. Vanessa Cruz, right corner. Elena Scott, beautiful pass, but there was a offensive foul off ball. That was on Sandra Ikiora before she received the pass.
Ikiora just gave her defender a little bit of a shove, and it was a little too much as she shoved her almost out of bounds. Defender was able to stay on her feet, but Ikiora called for it. Not very sneaky on that one, Brandon, when your defender goes flying and all of a sudden you're wide open.
So both Taylors back in this game for the side of the Wildcats. That's Taylor Baird and Taylor Shaw. Edwards looking to set the offense up for the Wildcats. Pass almost intercepted by Angelica Collins. That pass was to Taylor Shaw. The jumper is deflected by Natalie Diaz. Angelica Collins has it and controlling for the Penguins up on the left perimeter. Natalie Diaz up top, taking a couple pound dribbles. Right wing, Scott, three-pointer. Off back iron, corralled and rebounded by Natalie Diaz. Scott will get a second chance opportunity. She cuts to the lane, and the layup. Beautiful job of rebounding back was Diaz. The pass to Elena Scott. Edwards on the other end for the Wildcats. Vanessa Cruz up top, guarding her. Angelica Collins on Shaw, crossover move. Beautiful, Panna goes to her right, gets Scott to shift, and she goes left side and gets the layup. 64-53, Penguins still with a 9-point lead. Vanessa Cruz, Natalie Diaz with a screen up top. Cruz picks up her dribble, dumps it off to Natalie Diaz. Vanessa Cruz, right side, right corner. She's there up on the right wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Natalie Diaz puts it up over her defender in Alexis Panna. Able to get the bucket. Penguins, 13-point lead, 66-53. Minute 18 left in this third period. Elena Scott guarding Panna on the right wing as Panna drives and looks to get it inside. She swings it back out to Lawrenson. The jumper from the right elbow is way off the mark. Off the backboard was Taylor Baird, and Helica Collins with a rebound pushing it up. Ikiora, low block. She is fouled again as she goes to her right. On that foul, getting her on the arm was Taylor Baird. Ikiora yet another chance to get two at the free throw line.
Yeah, I think Ikura got a little lucky there, Brent. I don't think she realized how close to the hoop she was. She just turned around, caught the pass, spun back around, and just threw it up towards the hoop. She knew she was going fighting through some contact, just kind of hoping to get the call, and she did.
And Ikiora's first free throw is off the back iron. As two Penguins will check back in is Julio Razo and Alexis Price. For the Wildcats will be Flores and McGee back in the ballgame. Ikiora at the charity line for her second free throw. And this one is good. Ikiora with 22 points. They are tied with Natalie Diaz for the leading scorers of the Penguins. As Edwards will bring it up top. 50 seconds left in the third period. Edwards drives to her right. She is defended hard there by Alexis Price. Forces it outside, and the jumper is no good by Shaw. Initially rebounded but poked away by Sandra Ikiora. Flores had it, and it is a foul on Kaylee Flores. Possession will go to the Penguins.
Yeah, that was the fifth team foul, Brandon. That's going to send the Penguins to the line for the last 41.6 seconds of the quarter.
And Ikiora, another chance at two free throws. She is shooting at 50% at the free throw line, 6 for 12 overall.
And she started off hot. She started out 5 for 6, kind of cooled down since then, but now 7 for 13, not bad.
Sadie Mensing will check back into this ballgame in replacement of Kaylee Flores. Ikiora. Second free throw, off front iron, boxed out and rebounded by Taylor Shaw. About a 9 second differential between game and shot clock. Panna drifting to her right, the screen by Mensing. Panna will go right, but she's took too many steps, a traveling violation, and the Penguins looks like they'll get the last shot of the third quarter with this 15 point lead of 68-53 as Vanessa Cruz and Natalie Diaz will check in for just the recently checked in Julio Razo and Alexis Price.
Hey, five for Sandy.
Edwards nearing Vanessa Cruz in the far line across the court here from the media booth. Inside to Sandra Ikiora, the right block. She goes middle and she is fouled yet again, sinking the shot. This is her third three-point opportunity of this ball game. As they're going to check back in, Alexis Price and Razo just getting in that game. Coach Tim Lacoste was Natalie Diaz and Vanessa Cruz for the defensive opportunity on the side of the Penguins.
And you know Sandy would like to knock this one down.
Ikiora rims off front iron and gets it in. Little full court pressure here by Alexis Price on Edwards. And there's the screen up top by Flores. Excuse me, that was McGee who falls on the ground. As the Wildcats will retain possession down low, it looks like. It is a foul on Sandra Ikiora. That's her fourth personal foul for her, so she's one foul away from fouling out in this ball game. I mean, the Penguins have pushed the lead up to 18, though.
This is her third.
That was her third personal foul, excuse me, for Sandra Ikiora. The three-pointer, right side, Shaw off back iron, rebounded by Price. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. She's not going to get a shot off, and she will, but it is way off the mark. That is the end of the third period, 71-53 for us. So the Penguins come out strong from halftime and extend it to an 18-point lead. And credit to that of Natalie Diaz pushing it and having a great rebound in the rebound shooting offensively in the second half.
I tell you what, Brandon, it is all of that, and it is how good the Penguins have been on offense. They had 38 points at the end of the first half. They scored 33 points in the third quarter alone. And I'll tell you what, if they can do that again, Brandon, 33 points here in the fourth quarter and have as good of a shooting day offensively,
we might see triple digits again.
You know, we
again.
Might see it two nights in a row. And I don't know, remember the last time that we saw two triple-digit performances two games in a row? But you know what? With how they're clicking offensively on all cylinders right now, you never know. I mean, they had 38 points at the end of the first half, 33 in the third quarter alone. It can happen. Anything can happen. They're playing great defense, too, limiting the Wildcats to just 12 points.
And Natalie Diaz is one rebound away from getting yet another double-double. The only double-digit score for the Wildcats is Sadie Mensing, and she's only scored 4 points in that third period, and she's coming off a hot start in the first half, but only 4 points. Not really the start she wanted. The Penguins now retake the field goal percentage lead, shooting at 51% to the Wildcats, 44%. Overall, three-point shooting, Penguins, 60%. They've only taken five compared to the Wildcats, 13. And as we start this fourth quarter and to end the game, I'm going to hand off the play-by-play duties to Forrest.
Thank you, Brandon. Penguins lead 71-53 in the fourth quarter. McGee inbounding on the far sideline. She'll get it in to Panna, who crosses the timeline, and we have a whistle. And we are going to re-inbound on the far sideline. This time, inbounding for the Wildcats will be Mensing. Four ticks did come off the clock, though.
Stop the time, stop the clock. Keep that clock
going. Coach LeCoe saying, we're not stopping the clock. Timeouts, keep the clock rolling, anything. Keep the clock rolling. We got a big lead right now. 18, shot on goal, missed by Taylor Shaw. And air ball as it goes out of bounds. Razo, Diaz, Price, Scott, and Collins on the floor for the Penguins. Inbound goes to Price, not paying attention. Edwards, Price into the paint. Diaz, kick out. Collins, corner three on the way. Oh, rimmed out. Rebound by McGee. McGee stands at 5'11", just towering, it looks like, over the rest of the Penguins. Inside by Mensing, shot no good. Scott with the board. Full court pressure by the Wildcats turns into a foul. That foul is going to be on Sarah McGee. First team foul for the Wildcats. McGee's third personal, rechecking back in for the Penguins, Cruz and Ikiora in place of Price and Razo. So we've seen that those two players come in and out for each other quite a bit over the end of the third quarter and here to start the fourth.
Yes, as Coach Richard Thorny will implement the full court press now, trailing by 18.
Full court press tipped. Scott unable to get there. Shaw, three on three. Pass for Panna. She head fakes, drives baseline through Diaz, and it's tipped off the leg of Diaz out of bounds. 24 on the shot clock for the Wildcats. It's an 18-point lead for the Penguins here in the fourth quarter. 9-12 overhead. Inbounding for the Wildcats. Shaw into Edwards, right wing. Driving pass, Cruz into the paint. Eurostep kicked out. Baird shot, and it might have been tipped by Ikiora, no good. Diaz with the rebound, running the floor. Diaz all 94 feet up off the glass, and Diaz takes it coast to coast to give the Penguins a 20-point lead here at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Natalie Diaz with 24 points now.
24 is a good number for Diaz. I mean, she wears it on her back. Top of the key, Mensing driving by Diaz. Eurostep, oh, and she was fouled by Diaz. Count the bucket. Mensing will go to the line, and she will shoot one after that foul by Natalie Diaz. First team foul for the Penguins here in the fourth quarter, and that's Diaz's third personal foul. Just as quickly as Diaz commits that foul, Raza is going to check in her place as Verduin comes in place of Taylor Shaw. Let's see if we can get Julia Razo going, Brandon. She hit that mid-range jumper. The and one free throw by Mensing is good, 73-56. Penguins have a 17-point lead. Full court pressure implemented by the Wildcats. Far side, Cruz gets it up to Collins across the timeline. 24 to shoot. Collins left corner. Inside, Ikiora off the glass and good.
Yeah, and I think that makes a lot of sense for us. If they suffocate Ikiora with Diaz out, your two other options are Elena Scott and Julia Razo.
And they both shoot very well from beyond the arc. Edwards, right wing, picks up a screen from Baird, drifts to the left side. Edwards crosses over. Cruz inside. She is fouled. Edwards is going to go to the line. The foul is going to be committed by Vanessa Cruz. That's her second personal, second team foul for the Penguins here in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Edwards will go to the line to shoot two.
Jasmine Edwards, her third and fourth chances at the free throw line tonight. She's one for two.
Edwards, a lefty, to the line. First free throw on the way. Hits right iron and falls through.
You know, Forrest, a stat that really sticks out here is the points in the paint for the Penguins. 50 points in the paint in comparison to the 24 by the Wildcats. So the Penguins can really do it all. They can shoot from outside, but tonight they're electing to go inside.
Edwards comes away from the line with the pair, and you're absolutely right. Penguins with Ikiora and Diaz inside. Is that layup from the left side missed by Collins, but she was fouled. That foul committed by Beverly Verdulin. That'll send in Helica Collins in line. Verdulin's first personal.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful reverse layup attempt. And she was just knocked slightly on the head, just enough for the referee to get that call.
Just enough. Collins' first free throw is a line drive and perfect. 76-58, 8:06 overhead. Collins to his line, gets the ball from our official, dribbles one, second free throw on the way, and it is perfect as well. Penguins 1 point away from retaking that 20-point lead. Edwards brings it up across the timeline from our right to left, working on Cruz, hands off right wing, Panna driving in on Scott, left side, jump stop, kicks it, oh, right between the legs of Baird, out of bounds. Unforced error and a turnover for the Wildcats. Penguins take possession. Full court press still implemented by Coach Richardson Thornley, though. Three ladies in the backcourt. Oh, that one was headed for the scorer's table as Alana Scott picks it out of the sky. Top of the key, Razzo. Left corner, Cruz. She'll back it out. Cross court pass to Scott, right wing. Picks up her dribble, needs some help. Finds Cruz, top of the key. Collins, left corner. Drives inside, past Edwards. Into the right corner, Razzo. One-on-one with Mueling. Mensing inside. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Penguins with five to shoot on that pass. Inside to Ikeor. It was knocked away. Penguins need to get into a shooter with five on the shot clock, 7:30 overhead. Cruz will inbound to Ikeora. Around Baird, off the glass, no good. And assistant coach Fanique Allen looking for a call, throwing her hands up in the air and not getting it. Far right corner, Edwards bringing it back, top of the key, drifting left, crossover move. Cruz not letting her get an inch. 17 on the shot clock. Edwards on Cruz, picks up a screen from Baird, driving free throw line left side, kicks it out. Top of the key, Verdun off the right side, no good. Rebound Cruz. Approaching 7 minutes, Cruz up the far sideline to Collins. Inside to Ikeor, and it's knocked away. It's going to stay with the Penguins. Good defensive play there by Sadie Mensing. Cruz will inbound on the short side. Looking for Ikeor in the left corner. She'll get in. Ikeor driving into the paint. Takes her steps, and oh, and she's absolutely stuffed by Taylor Baird. Tipped away by Collins, able to corral it. Is Verdun. Free throw line, Panna will back it out beyond the perimeter. Panna drives in on Scott, throws it high up off the glass, and she is fouled by Scott, who is throwing her hands up in the air and actually was keeping them in the air because she had her hands straight up, but it's not going to be for lack of keeping her hands in the air. It's going to be a blocking foul. That's going to send Panna to the line. That's Scott's first personal, third team foul for the Penguins here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was good defense. She had her hands up, but just able to draw contact was Panna, able to get her hands high up in the air, almost like James Harden does, able to get those calls, just swinging her arms around, and the referee saw it.
Diaz comes in for Ikeora, as well as Lawrenson for Central Washington in place of Baird, and Panna is perfect, 2 for 2 from the line. Penguins clinging on to a 77-60 lead. Scott right side, free throw line, Diaz knocked away by Mensing. Razzo trying to catch up with Mensing. It's one-on-one, Mensing and Diaz. She's blocked by Diaz. Huge rejection by Natalie Diaz. Vanessa Cruz, no look pass to Collins, left side, and it is rejected by Alexis Panna. Penguins will inbound on the short side with a 17-point lead. Penguins running the four quickly there. Inbound pass goes to Diaz, left block, back out to Cruz, left corner. Drifting straight away, and Helica Collins, top of the key, back to Cruz, left wing, looking inside, 16 to shoot. Razzo, straight away, inside the perimeter, back out to Scott, right wing, just inside the three-point line, long two, just short from Alana Scott. Oh, and Natalie Diaz diving on the floor to save a possession for the Penguins as Coach Lacoste calls a timeout with 6:01. 17-point lead for the Penguins. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we'll be right back after this word from San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Well, we know San Rafael Joe's is Stuart Horn's favorite place to go eat in San Rafael, and it is ours here as well on Penguin Radio. I encourage you, if you haven't been there, go down and check it out, as Brandon and I will be heading there after the game here tonight, along with Mark Carlson, who will be joining us at San Rafael Joe. 77-60, Penguins lead 6:01 overhead, and Brandon, the Penguins here in the fourth quarter in the first 4 minutes have only scored 6 points.
Yeah, and that's credit, I think, to the full court press set by Coach Richardson Thornley and the Lady Wildcats. It seems that Julio Razo inbounds the ball. They get it off to either Vanessa Cruz or whoever, pushing it up the court and gets it back to the inbounder and Julio Razo. And Julio Razo seems reluctant to dribble it up the court. It seems like she's not confident in her handles, and that's led to some turnovers of her tossing it past the timeline.
Penguins will inbound on the short side. Cruz, Diaz, Scott, Razo, and Collins. Inbound pass is tipped and stolen away by Lawrenson. Cruz almost stole it away from Panna. Panna goes in left side. No good. Just rolled off the iron, hitting the deck. Natalie Diaz was tangled up there with Mensing, I believe it was. It's going to be a foul on Natalie Diaz. That's her fourth personal, fourth team foul for the Penguins. Wildcats will inbound on the short side as Ikeora gets set to check back in. She'll come in right now in place of Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz coming off the court, as you can probably hear, she said, "I was going for the ball and we got tangled up a little bit, you know." And she's going to sit for more than likely a couple of minutes, Brand, as we have 5:50 to go. Inside, Lawrenson around Ikeora for the two bucket from the left side. Full court pressure, Cruz needs some help. Cruz in the backcourt, stolen away by Edwards. Panna comes up with it. Oh, and it's just a easiest layup. Panna's life, and she missed it. The easiest layup that Alexis Panna will ever take in her life, and she missed it. Laying on the floor was Cruz. There were two Wildcats in that half of the court, and all Panna had to do, she could have waited 10 seconds to take the shot, and she missed it. Boy, under 5.5 to go. Collins straight away. Free throw line jumper from Angelica Collins. No good. Rebound, Panna. 77-62, Penguins lead. Panna right block, working on IQR. Bounce pass out, to stolen by Vanessa Cruz. Picked back up by Edwards and stolen by Cruz again. Cruz gets two for one there. Collins bringing it up the floor. Penguins have numbers. Mid-range jumper by Razo, perfect. Julio Razo from 14 feet has been automatic here tonight. She's only shot twice, but she's 2 for 2 from 14 feet. Long three on the way, no good by the Wildcats. IQR with the rebound. And Helica Collins will slow things down, get off to Cruz on the far sideline. Inside, Ikeora knocked away, but it's going to be a foul called on Rachel Lorenzen on the inside dump to Ikeora. The Penguins will inbound on the short side. It'll be Cruz inbounding as Shaw checks back in place of Panna for the Wildcats. 79-62, Penguins lead, 4:42 overhead. Penguins clinging to a 5-game win streak. Inbound pass to Helica Collins, had a wide open shot and missed it. Collins felt Lorenzen breathing down her neck and just wasn't able to get the touch off the glass that she wanted. Top of the key, Edwards driving on Cruz, and Cruz shoved her on the hip. Little hip-to-hip contact there. Count the bucket. Edwards will go to the line with her bonus free throw. That foul's on Vanessa Cruz, her third personal, fifth team foul. Wildcats now in bonus for the last 4:29.
Yeah, don't look now. It's a 15-point lead for the Penguins, but the Wildcats aren't pushing away. And as I mentioned to you, Forrest, it seems like the full court press is really disrupting the Penguins' offense. They're not able to set things on the table as quickly as they'd like, having to throw it the length of the court.
Panna returns in place of Verdun, and you're right. I think the Penguins need to stay in the backcourt a little bit longer. Razo's inbound pass to Scott, knocked away by Edwards. Razo will inbound right in front of the Wildcat bench. Her inbound pass goes to Scott on the near side. Scott turns and runs the length of the floor. Double teamed by Shaw. Back up to Cruz, top of the key. Resetting the offense back up with 22 on the shot clock. She'll go right wing to Scott. Scott, Razo, left wing, thought about a three, and she has Mensing in her face. Razo with her back to the hoop, 9 to shoot. Razo needs to find somebody, 8, throws it away, picked up by Panna. Panna runs the length of the floor and this time makes the layup, hip to hip with Angelica Collins. 79-65, clock rolls under 4 minutes. Inbound pass to Cruz, far sideline, pushing up to Scott. Scott lets it go right by her, able to pick it back up in the far corner, and she hits the deck along with a Wildcat. That was Lorenzen, and we have a whistle on the far side. It's going to be a foul on Lorenzen. That's her fourth personal. Diaz will come back in place of Julio Raza. That's a fourth team foul for the Wildcats. One more, and the Penguins are in bonus. Vanessa Cruz will inbound on the far sideline right in front of the ice box straight away to Alana Scott. Scott bounce pass inside, left elbow, Natalie Diaz. Spins around her defender into the left corner for Cruz. Cruz picks up the dribble. Diaz has a lane, up off the glass, no good. Aikior with the board and the putback too for Sandra Aikior, 81-67. Penguins lead, far side Panna. Wildcats pressing quickly. Panna crosses over and Helga Collins loses it for a sec. Straight away, Lorenzen. Three ball is perfect from 22. Natalie Diaz inbounding, now gets into Cruz in the far corner. Diaz bringing it up. Has Panna on her. Diaz almost loses the handle, and we have a whistle. Going to have a foul, and Natalie Diaz will go to the line. That foul for the Wildcats is going to be on Alexis Panna. That's her third personal. Fifth team foul, and that'll put the Penguins in bonus. Natalie Diaz will go to the line.
Yeah, and I think it was a great call to substitute Julio Raza for Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz seems to be able to control the press more, has better handles, and can. She's a vocal leader. I mean, when no one was there to help her, she screamed at Cruz. She screamed at Collins to help her out in the backcourt.
First one from Diaz was perfect. Second one on the way, and it rattles home. 83-70, Penguins with a 13-point lead. Clock approaching 3 minutes to go here in the game. Panna brings it up, working on Collins, picks up a screen from Lorenzen, kick out left corner, three ball by Shaw, just long, rebound Diaz. She'll bring it up the court, and there's those ball handling skills that you talk about. Able to run the floor is Natalie Diaz with Mensing in her face. Price top of the key. Right wing Scott working on Shaw, back to Price straight away. Penguins move it all the way around to the left corner. Back to Price straight away, working on Edwards with 10 to shoot. Left wing, Collins 8, driving in 7. Collins to the hoop, 6, and it rattles home. 85-70, Penguins lead, 2.5 to go.
And I love that simple move, just a simple crossover move, lower the shoulder and go up with the layup when the lane opens, and Helga Collins.
Natalie Diaz daring Mensing to go to the hoop, and she does. Diaz plays great defense. Initially, Mensing missed the shot, got her own rebound, and it's going to be Natalie Diaz who commits the foul. That's going to be Diaz's fifth and disqualifying foul. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Aikior coming back in quickly after these free throws from Mensing. Instead, it'll be Vanessa Cruz. So Coach Lacoste going small with Cruz, Collins, Scott, Aikior, and Price. Interesting move by Coach Tim Lacoste. Mensing at the line. First one is perfect, 85-71.
And I failed to mention that Natalie Diaz did get her double-double. She finished the night off with 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists.
Second one by Mensing, no good. Rebound Aikior. Cruz bringing it up far sideline. Cruz drifting back straight away. Right wing Scott had an open look from 24, decides not to take it. Penguins move it around far corner. Collins, baseline, Aikior, right block, up to Collins, oh, and just a little too hard off the backboard, rebound by Lorenzen, full court pass to Panna, up off the glass and good, 85-73, full court pressure still implemented by the Wildcats as they, Collins gets it into Price, back to Collins across the timeline, beating Panna to the hoop, she drives in left side, decides to back it out, to Scott, right wing, guarded by Mensing. Vanessa Cruz will start things back over top of the key. 18 to shoot, left corner. Price, three ball, no good. And we have a foul. They're going to call it on Rachel Lorenzen. That's Lorenzen's fifth and disqualifying foul. But it'll send Aikior to the line to shoot two with a 12-point Penguin lead, 136 overhead.
Yeah, Lorenzen not really a factor scoring-wise for the Wildcats. She'll finish the night off with 6 points and 4 rebounds.
Checking in her place is going to be Kaylee Flores. Aikior at the line. She will shoot two. Aikior dribbles twice. First shot on the way. Perfect. So it looks like, Brandon, if my eyes aren't deceiving me, Sandra Aikior has really been putting in that work that she's been talking about from the free throw line, and she's looking very good here tonight from the line. She comes away 2 for 2. 87-73, 14-point lead for the DUs.
10 for 17.
Bringing it up, Edwards. crossing over Price straight to the hoop, and an easy layup from the left side for Edwards. 87-75 Penguins trying to hold on to that five-game win streak. They can make it six, Brandon. That pass tipped away by Flores behind the back. Penguins able to curl it, though. 20 on the shot clock. Straightaway Cruz, and we have a foul, an off-ball foul. That one is going to be on Mensing. That's her first personal. That's going to send Aikior to the line once again.
And for us, a stat here, as looks like the Penguins will win here. And if they win on Saturday, this will be their best start since the 04 and 05 season, where the Penguins started off at 10-2. And also that year, that Penguins team in conference play went 18-0.
Well, they're 3-0 in conference play, and they're looking to move to 9-2. Aikiora comes away from the line with a pair. Penguins, looks like it's going to be a win here tonight. And as you mentioned, Saturday, if they can win that one, it'll be the best start in program history since the 2004-2005 season. Shaw driving in through the contact, gets it to fall. Count the basket, 89-77. It's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Alana Scott. That's her fourth personal coming in for the Penguins. Savannah McMorrow and Alyssa Lorenzo in place of Sandra Aikior and Alana Scott.
Yes, and in that 04-05 season, the Penguins were ranked second overall, the highest in school's history, but they lost in that first round that year, and the Penguins looking to make that tournament push this year.
Yeah, that was back in the NAIA days when they were the highest seeding they ever claimed was that second seed. 45 seconds, top of the key, Cruz. Cruz to Collins, free throw line, loses the handle, back out to Lorenzo, had a three, no. Collins right corner driving in, and she's going to be fouled. That foul is going to be on Sadie Mensing. It's going to send Angelica Collins to the free throw line. She'll shoot two as Rachel Peterman looks to check in. So this is good to see, Brandon. Two games in a row, the Penguins are getting Lorenzo time, McMorrow time. They're getting Rachel Peterman time. And it's good to see if you're Coach Lacoste that you could have 7, 8, 9, 10 players deep to come off the bench and finish up games. It's only a 12-point game, but there are 37 seconds left as Collins rattles the second one home, and she comes out and plays. Rachel Peterman comes in her place. It's a 90-77 lead for the Penguins. Cruz, Peterman, McMorrow, Lorenzo, and Price on the floor for the Penguins for the last 35 seconds. Top of the key, Panna. Left wing, Shaw driving in on Lorenzo. Lorenzo not giving her an inch. Free throw line, 8 foot back out to Flores. Driving in, Mensing. Soft floater over Lorenzo, able to rattle home.
Mensing with 24 points now after that floater.
Cruz up to Price, getting it across the timeline, 18 seconds. Price right here in front of us in our broadcast booth. The Cruz straight away, drifting left, far left wing. Alyssa Lorenzo, 10 left here at the Conlin Center on this beautiful night in San Rafael. McMorrow shot off the mark, and Panna's just going to dribble it out as the final buzzer sounds. 90-79 Penguins lead. They're on a six-game win streak. Penguins move to 9-2 overall in this non-conference game. They stay 3-0 in the Pac West, but they put up 100 points on Tuesday night, 90 points tonight, Brandon, and with a win on Saturday, they can tie arguably their best start to a season ever in school history.
Yes, and if they win on Saturday, it'll be the longest win streak in the history of the Penguins since the 04-05 season, where they won 17 in a row.
Right, they won 17 in a row in that year. So this weekend, Brandon, sixth, the seventh in a row, could be their longest winning streak in Division II history.
Yes, most definitely. And I think for us, this team is really special, and you talked about it at the end where Coach Tim Lacoste can throw in all these freshmen, and that's the opportunity you have with a great team like this. It's really great to see these young players get some playing time. Even though it's for the last couple of minutes, they're going to get some minutes in to play defense, and defense wins championships, and as you mentioned, of course, it just wins games in and out, whatever you can. But yes, definitely a team effort today, and the Penguins really stepped it up defensively, and you mentioned that third quarter was key in securing this win.
A lot of scores here for the Penguins tonight. A lot of good play on the half of the DUs. Who's your one?
My one? I'm going to have to go with a wild card, and it's the player that you picked to start off this game for us, and that's Angelica Collins. She finished the night off with 8 points. She had 9 rebounds and 2 assists, but she had multiple steals. She played defense incredibly well, as we've mentioned. She knows how to really be that vocal leader and get her teammates to step up, whether it's intercepting a pass or whether it's tipping it. She's able to not to force the offensive players of Central Washington to not get into their offensive sets and really disrupt it and throwing it to their third or fourth secondary options in terms of scoring.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Twin Towers, the Twin Killing, whatever you want to call them, Brandon. The two big ladies down low, Sandra Ikior finished with 34 points and 19 rebounds, and Natalie Diaz, 26 points and 13 rebounds. Without those two, Brandon, you can arguably say that this team wouldn't be on this six-game win streak that they're on, and they definitely wouldn't be undefeated in conference play. This is a good Penguins team. They're good. They're young. As we mentioned, everybody's getting in. So Diaz, Ikiora share my co-players of the game here tonight as Central Washington drops to 5-5 on the year. But that's a good Central Washington team that we saw tonight. They shot well. Both teams shot well tonight, but the difference was limiting the turnovers, winning the boards, and just from the free throw line. I mean, Ikiora tonight, Brandon, 12 for 19 from the free throw line. That is very good for Ikiora. She's shooting over 60%.
Yes, most definitely. And she almost picked up 20 rebounds, which is crazy. She's just short of that with 19. But, yeah, we saw her really play around with her free throws, and it's paying off. We've seen her, and most of her misses tonight weren't those off the backboard or going to the right or left. They were straight and going off back iron. So she had the correct amount of arc, so that's great to see.
Yeah, they're coming straight back at her, which is a shooter. That's what you want to see. If you miss, you want it to come straight back at you. It means you're on target, and you're just a little too hard. All right, everybody, our next broadcast will come this Saturday at 2 p.m. as the women take on Point Loma. We go back to the PacWest Conference play. The men will also play at 4 on Saturday, so a PacWest doubleheader coming straight at you on Saturday afternoon. For Brandon Cadiz and Stuart Horn, I'm Forrest Hunt saying so long.